I will tell you one story I don't know if anybody else has told, and that is the story about the meeting where the president, the famous October 30th meeting, when the president is briefed on the offensive strategy and what it would take, because I'll never forget it. The president had been pushing very hard for an offensive strategy, and the truth of the matter, to throw Saddam out of Kuwait. And the truth of the matter is the military, the chiefs were very content with a deployment of 200,000, 215,000 troops to Saudi Arabia that essentially protected Saudi Arabia, and they had no enthusiasm for an offensive effort against to throw Saddam out. And the president kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and finally, the military agreed to put together a plan and come over and see us. This was during, and they came over with their briefing. And Schwarzkopf's deputy gave the briefing. And Colin was in the room. It was the Gang of Eight plus the briefer, who was Schwarzkopf's deputy. And in a shortened version, what happened was, my experience with the military over the years has been that they are so accustomed, after Vietnam, is they're so accustomed to civilians wanting to use military force that any time a president demands a contingency plan to consider, the military puts together a force that is so overwhelming that the president will balk, and at the cost and at the disruption and everything else, and not do it. This is exactly what happened when President Reagan, for example, was considering an invasion of Libya in 1985. And the military came forward with a proposal that looked like D-Day for the Libyans, for God's sake. I mean, they were talking about three carrier battle groups and divisions and so on and so forth. And that's essentially what I think the military strategy was in this meeting with Bush, was to put together a package that was so daunting, he would say, well, let's stand pat. So the briefer starts out, first, we'll need the 7th Corps out of Germany. Okay, you're going to take the heart of NATO's defense that had been in Germany since 1945, where everything is painted dark green, and you're going to move it from Germany to Saudi Arabia, the two heaviest divisions in the American army. Okay. Then we'll need 6 carrier battle groups. We had never put 6 carrier battle groups in the same theater of action since there were aircraft carriers, and we're looking, that's, you know, sort of 100 ships or something like that by the time you count all of the other stuff. Remember, this is a week before the mid-year elections. And then the poison pill. If that hadn't gotten him, this one would. Oh, and you'll have to activate both the National Guard and the reserves. In other words, you're going to reach into every community in America and take people away from their homes and their jobs. Till the day I die, I never forget, Bush pushed his chair back, stood up, looked at Cheney and said, you've got it, let me know if you need more, and walked out of the room. Cheney's jaw dropped, Powell's jaw dropped. Cheney looks at Scowcroft and says, does he know what he just authorized? And Brent smiled and he said, he knows perfectly well what he